We hear again from the epistle reading of Romans 8. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. In the name of Jesus, we greet the new year. We all know everyone's feelings about the last. We've heard jokes about how bad 2020 was and how we want assurances that 2021 will be better before we enter it. We remember the headlines of 2020. 2021 must be better, we hope. But we are those who bear the name of Christ. Bearing his name, we greet the new year as those who belong to a promise. The promise is that if God is for us, who is against us? Romans 8:31. The promise is that he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over to death of the cross for us, is freely giving us all things. All things are the death of the cross, of the cleansing blood, of the resurrection from the tomb. All these things he is freely giving to us. So we don't really know how it will go in the new year. We speculate. We certainly have hopes. We try to be optimistic. We all hope maybe that the virus threat will be pushed back by research. We hope the reports of the vaccine success continue to be true. We hope that the economy continues to strengthen, that children can be with one another in school and on the playground. We hope our neighbor will be healthy and prosper. We hope all these things, but we don't know. How many of us at this time last year, for that matter, would have said anything at all about the threat of virus that we now live in? But in all of this, we are certain of how things will stand in the new year, because we know how we stand before God as justified. That's the word Paul uses, justified, declared innocent, pronounced forgiven, righteous, reconciled. It is God who justifies, so there's no one to hold a charge against us. It is God who cleanses, forgiving our sins, so who can trouble our consciences? Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, says Paul, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39. We stand before God, justified, cleansed by the blood of Christ. That is the certainty that we walk into the new year with. We enter the new year with the sureness that nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. And as Paul says, not tribulation, not distress, not the persecution of the church, not famine, not nakedness, not peril, nor sword, nothing. Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised up, says Paul, and he is at the right hand of God, indeed interceding for us. Romans 8:34. As we enter the new year, that's our word. Christ Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us and our families. And he gives us to intercede, to pray, to speak our petition as his people before the heavenly throne. So we enter the new year interceding for our neighbor, that God's will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven, that in the midst of the distress of our world, in the midst of the doubt about the future, our neighbor would hear the proclamation of the Lord's name and would be gathered by the Lord into his church. We intercede for our neighbor for daily bread, knowing that in our Lord's gift of daily bread, we are praying for our neighbor's every earthly need, for house and home, for property and business, for wealth, for food and shelter, for health and family, of everything that pertains to our neighbor. We are praying for the doctors and nurses and researchers that they would do well in bringing the gifts of medicine and healing for the benefit of our neighbor. We intercede for our neighbor that all families would be kept safe, that those who serve us in positions of authority would do well in wielding the sword to protect the innocent, especially children born and unborn, in bringing judgment to those who do violence, and in upholding the Lord's institution of family in the marriage of man and woman. We intercede to our Father for our neighbor and for ourselves, praying that our own sins would be forgiven and petitioning God to forgive the sins of our neighbor, that all people would know the gift of Christ Jesus who died for us and who was raised up from the dead for our own resurrection and who now intercedes for us to his Father. And when, in the new year, we find ourselves with any doubt, any despair, any lack of hope, we remember that we stand not alone, never. In all things there is one at the heavenly throne, standing in for us, interceding on our behalf, Christ Jesus the righteous, in his intercession to his Father on our behalf, will never be empty. In the name of Jesus, amen.